Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you're about to witness is dignified defamation executed by unprecedented precision. A diabolical athlete who will stop at nothing to uphold the integrity and honor of this great sport. Der Ringgeneral Gunther!
I think we're going to need captions on the end there, but
everybody should have a Monday.
I agree.
Well, Gunther deserves it.
Gunther
deserves it.
From the chest.
Gunther deserves Ludwig Kaiser's introduction, because this specimen right here, say Guten Tag to ass beatings and big time choppings. He plays no games. Gunther,
the ruthless Gunther, looks to continue his path to destruction across Friday Night SmackDown. He takes over the ring live next.
On the verge of WWE coming back to the UK, we have one of the newest stars of SmackDown. It's Gunther. Are you excited to be back in the UK? I know you got a lot of wrestling history on this side of the water, sir.
Obviously, I am, yeah. European tour is always special. And yeah, like you said, I have lots of history in England or in the UK in general when it comes to my wrestling career. And yeah, I'm excited. I like Newcastle. Newcastle is a very pretty town, I think, a very pretty city.
I know it's difficult when you're on the road to go and explore these places, but do you ever get much chance to have a look around Newcastle, enjoy, as you say, the city a little bit more?
Yeah, I did before, but it's always depends how the travel exactly happens at the end of the day. But if there's time, I always like to go for a little walk around and get a coffee somewhere in town and enjoy the scenery a little bit.
There's a very good chance that we could see Gunther having a coffee on the quayside. Look out for that one.
Could be, yeah.
there's a few things that people know you for. One of them is the most devastating chop. I was in I was at a show where I watched you do a chop, and I was four rows back, and it made my teeth rattle. And it's a devastating move. And the one thing I have to ask is, now that you're on the main roster, has Vince McMahon asked you for a chop yet? I feel like he'd be in the front of the line if you were offering them out.
He hasn't. I think nobody ever asked me for one, to be honest. But it hasn't happened.
Has Vince not stepped up to get one yet then?
No.
Oh. How do you think he'd do with one?
He can take it and we'll be fine.
I think, I don't know what, I genuinely
would. It's a tough man.
You've gone through, and loads of people have talked about it, so I'm not going to ask you sort of like the hows in which you did it, but you've gone through an amazing physical transformation. You're leaner and meaner than you've ever been. And you talk about how some of those, you know, there are performers that you knew from Japan that inspired you a little earlier on in your career. Who were some of your favourites? I know that Daisuke Sekimoto is a big inspiration for you in your wrestling career.
Oh yeah, he was one of the guys I wrestled very early in my career, and then over the years again and again, and I picked a lot of stuff up from him. But just look-wise, I always liked those big heavyweights, American heavyweights in Japan. Like, had a little bit of a, you know, looked like butchers a little bit, you know what I mean? It's always liked that look. It was always like a good contrast to their well-trained, athletic-looking baby faces. And I always liked that look, so nobody ever told me to change anything about it or something, and I always felt comfortable with it. And I never had any issues. But yeah, now going forward, finally make the step into actually in front of a mainstream audience, I thought it's time to step up a little bit and shape up.
And how are you finding maintaining that on the road?
To be honest, like, just started being on the road, but there's once you're getting to a good shape, to maintain it is easier than the process of getting into it. If you just stay focused on it, it's not that hard. Once you're in the loop, then you don't want to get out of it again.
You spent so much of your time with WWE as part of NXT UK, and many thought that that would just be your home forever. It would be Volta's Kingdom and then Gunther's Kingdom forever. What led to you finally making the jump to the States?
Yeah, it's like I said, I like living in Europe. I love Europe. I think it's great. I think it's great for what it stands for and culture and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you cannot just be in the same place all the time and not progress anymore. And I think especially in a sport like wrestling and stuff, it's either you progress or you're done, more or less. That's what is in my eyes. And for me, it was I grew out of NXT UK myself. And it was like time to make the next step. And I think the timing was right now. There were a lot of changes inside of WWE. And yeah, the timing was just perfect for it. And so I went for it. And in the back of my head, it was always like, I always pushed it away from myself a little bit. But in the back of my head, I always need one point, you got to make that step.
Can you remember the conversation that you had with WWE where you decided now is the time, I'm heading your way?
Yeah, I actually can. I talked to Triple H back then.
What how did that go down? Did he instigate it, or was this something that you instigated?
No, they never pushed me to do anything. They've always been good to me. Like, literally, they never asked me to change anything about myself or what I want to do and stuff like that. They've always been very good to me. I just figured myself, in general in life, I'm big about being proactive about things that happen. I think you never get, if you don't ask, is that smart saying. So I just brought it up myself and I said, like, hey, I'm ready to do it now.
Once you got to the States, I'm keen to know, what are some of the things away from wrestling that you immediately fell in love with? And what were some of the things from back home that you missed?
At the moment, it's still kind of fresh. I moved here full time the beginning of that year. But I really got used to the weather here in Florida already. Obviously, that's
slightly better than most parts of Europe. Certainly better than Newcastle.
That's a big upside, but just in general, you can tell America is not a very old country. So everywhere in Europe, in the city center, you walk in, you kind of can tell, okay, this place is old. You can tell there's lots of history, like where that restaurant is in, like 1745, there was like a butcher shop in there, something like that, or a bakery. You can always tell that it's been a lot, it's grown over so many years. And America feels like a little bit more like the Wild West when it comes to that. Everything's kind of like new. They build stuff there and where they thought it was right and stuff like that. Some a little bit like that, a film set sometimes, if that makes sense.
No, it totally does. It totally does. Yeah.
Yeah. But everything has its upsides and downsides. But I can't complain. Life is really good here. And you figure out over time what works for you. And like I said, everything has its upsides and downsides. I'm definitely missing a lot of things about home, especially Austria. Vienna is a very cultural, like a cultured city. That's what that city is all about. I really miss that. I spent a lot of time there before I moved over finally. But yeah, no complaints.
Will you get a little bit of time in Vienna whilst you're around Europe?
Yeah, I tried to, but it's sadly not going to work out. But I was hoping for it. But I'm going to... Germany is very close to Vienna, also when it comes to culture and stuff. So I hope I get some time there to get some schnitzel in. It would be good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To go back a little bit, obviously now the fans are back. We're looking forward to seeing you in Newcastle on Thursday. But there was a point where that wasn't the case. The whole world shut down in 2020. And we were on the verge of something really exciting with you in particular, because we were sort of starting to see the brewing of something between you and Finn Balor. And there was a lot of conversations about where this would go. There was talk about a major NXT UK show in Dublin. Do you have any idea about what could have been between you and Finn Balor at that time, had the world not caught fire?
Yeah, I was very excited for that. I think, yeah, he's a fantastic wrestler, one of the best. And that was the one of the matches I really wanted to do, because I think it would have been the dynamic would have been great of us two. It would have been a good challenge for me as well to be in the ring with one of the best. And yeah, sadly, it didn't happen. I mean, obviously, that takeover in Dublin was also something I was very excited for. I wrestled in Dublin a lot of times, and similar to like how fans in England are, fans in Ireland are, yeah, passionate. And they are even more passionate when it comes to one of their own being in the ring with somebody else and standing behind that person. And that's some kind of atmosphere. Like, it's like a, you know, like it's when there's a football game, England against somebody or Ireland against somebody, it's that kind of atmosphere that I like in wrestling too, like a sports atmosphere, where it's less reacting to the action in the ring, but more like support to one person, regardless of more or less what he does in the ring. It's more like you want to see him struggle through and win. That's the kind of atmosphere I love. And I was looking forward to that, but yeah, then was it never. Who knows? Maybe we get the chance to do that again. I would love to.
Absolutely. Never say never. And as never say never to you in the US, and there you are right now. So you genuinely never say never. You and Ludwig Kaiser tearing things up on SmackDown. Is there anybody from that roster on SmackDown that, you know, I can, because, you know, you have a history of building teams, of building groups behind you. Is there anybody that you would potentially recruit to join you on SmackDown, you and Ludwig Kaiser?
Yeah, obviously, me and him, we are on there right now. But if we think, if we need a third person, that would obviously be Fabian. Yeah. To get him up with us and then keep going all together again. But otherwise, I think we are very authentic in what we do. Also because we believe in the way we do our craft. And I think that's nothing you can just, where you can just pull somebody randomly in and be like, hey, be part of that now and make it work. So I don't think there will be anyone I would go for.
I mean, you don't know week for week in terms of what happens sometimes, I get that. But do you know, like, if there's anything with Fabian Aichner that might see him come up and join you guys in tearing it up on Friday nights? Is that something that might be in the works?
No, I literally don't know.
Yeah. But is he well, though? Is he in good spirits? Is he in good form?
Yeah, he is, definitely. Obviously, for him and Ludwig, it was a little bit of a rough few days because they worked so hard together for so many years and stuff like that. And now everybody has to go their own way a little bit. But you got to look forward and stay positive about things. And it's a new challenge for, for Ludwig and me. But also for Fabian, it's going to be a new challenge, whatever he's going to do going forward. But I guess the end goal is that it's going to be three of us again.
Absolutely. There's the WWE show coming up in Cardiff at the Principality, a massive show for European wrestling, as well as just the UK, but for Europe as well. And we've heard conversations about Drew McIntyre eyeing up people like Roman Reigns or even Tyson Fury. Is there somebody who isn't traditionally a professional wrestler that you, Gunther, would like to batter in Cardiff?
Oh, that's a good question. To be honest, nobody that really comes to my mind outside of it right now. But I'm open for any challenge or for any, whoever decides to step into our sport and wants to have a go at it, then I'm open for that if they qualify for it, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. The mat is sacred, Tyson Fury. You're calling out Roman Reigns and that's fine. But small matter of Gunther on the horizon as well. I say small matter. He's svelte, but he's massive these days still.
He is.
How would you get on with Tyson Fury, do you reckon? Out of interest?
To be honest, it seems like from what you see, also been around WWE and from what you hear, it seems to be like a very... like a cool guy, like a pretty laid-back person, and he's one of the best of all times in his sport. Like I'm not a big boxing fan. Ludwig is into boxing. He boxed himself in his youth, so sometimes I talk to him about it, and then I pick things up. And actually, we watched a fight in the locker room the other day. Massive crowd, really crazy. It's great because he's so unorthodox. I think he doesn't look like the best athlete in the world, but in his sport, he is. If I would get the chance to wrestle him in a WWE ring, I would definitely, be very open for that. It might be tricky with the chops. Then he's got a long reach. He's got long arms himself, so I should not try to get that close. So I might need to go for the legs more than that.
But once you get close, he's at it. I'm just saying, that's it. He's done. WWE comes to the UK. You're in Newcastle on Thursday. What can people expect from a night with WWE, Gunther?
I mean, I think it's pretty normal what they can expect. WWE live events are big fun for everybody. So for the fans, but also for the wrestlers themselves, because that's actually the time where you do not have to worry about it being live on television, that there's a commercial break or there's an ad or obviously you have a certain time you got to fill. All those worries are out of the way. You're fully focused on the live audience. And I think that's what makes it special. On those events, and you can really interact with the people.
Absolutely. That's
what's special about it.
Coming to the Utility Arena in Newcastle on Thursday, and then possibly, if time allows, a coffee shop near you in Newcastle the following morning. Gunther, thank you. Hopefully, mate. It has been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Best of luck on Thursday, and best of luck chopping the bejesus out of everybody in the United States for years to come, sir.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.